If you take a look at the Gevuras Ari, the Shagas Aryeh, in Masechtas Tainas Taf Chof Amar Aleph, he says a Dover Chodosh. He says that the Gemara asked the Kasha. It says in a Braisa that there were three people that had the Schos of Omdul Echam. Yeshua Ben Nun, Vayish Rabbeinu Akdim Ben Gori. Freit the Gemara, had his Hashem with the Pasik, V'loi Hoye Kayoy Mahu Lefonov V'achrov L'shmoya Hashem B'koylish. L'chayr it's Mefurish in the Pesukim that this was like a one-time event. So how could you tell me that it happened Lefonov V'achrov? Says the Shagasai, you posh it, everybody learns this Gemara. That the Gemara is asking Akasha, Sai from Moshe Rabbeinu, and Sai from Akdim Ben Gori. It says Lefanov la'achrov. Moshe Rabbeinu, you see it happen Lefanov. Yeshua Ben Nun, you see that it happened la'achrov. Says the Shagas Aryeh. Lulei the Mistafina, I would say that's not pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara was never asking from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara was only asking from Nakdim Ben Gurion. Why? It says in the pasuk it never happened before. And you see by Moshe Rabbeinu what happened. So it did happen before. So the same mace that you have from la'achrov, Nakdim Ben Gurion, you should have Lefanov from Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Shagas Aryeh. That, what does the pasuk say? It does not say that a miracle like this never happened, but that a yid shenemzich tzitzah davenin and tell the Eibishter, I want you to perform a miracle, and the miracle is going to be that you're going to be mishana the sidre bereshis on such a level that the sun, which is supposed to, you know, rise in the east and set in the west, is all of a sudden not going to do its thing. L'shmoya Hashem b'koylish, that's v'loyhoyekei mahu l'fanav al-achrov. So says the Shagasai, Nakdim Ben Gurion, in that story, he went into the Beis Hamikdash and he davened, and he said, Eibishter, perform a miracle. He davened for this miracle, and the Eibishter did it. Frank the Gemara Akasha, I thought v'loyhoyekei mahu v'achrov l'shmoya Hashem b'koylish. Aba Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't find anywhere that he davened for it. The Eibishter made a miracle. It's not a stira to what the pasuk is saying. The pasuk is not saying that such a miracle can never happen. It's l'shmoya Hashem b'koylish. That's what the pasuk says. That's something you find by Nakdim Ben Gurion. That's not something you find by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara's kasha was not lefon of ulach. The kasha was only from lach. Geschmack. Pshat. That's what the Shagasari says in Gemara. Sorry. It's mamish beautiful. But the emphasis in Rashi, l'chayr in the Gemara, it's mashma not that way. Because if you take a look at Rashi, so Rashi says, Avnei Barad, right? That's one of the Ibai Yisemes that the Gemara says to answer this question. What does it mean, Avnei Barad? Zok Rashi, Deloihoyu b'moisha. The Avnei Barad is Deloihoyu b'moisha. That Loihoyu b'moisha, who's talking about Moisha? The Gemara's kasha was never from Moshe. The Gemara's kasha was only Nakdim Ben Gurion. So it should have said, Lehoyev and Nakdim Ben Gurion. Now it's interesting also that Rashi only says Avnei Barad by Moshe and not Nakdim Ben Gurion. Okay, also Rashi says that this didn't happen by Moshe and presumably Nakdim and also only in the second Ibai Yisayim in the Gemara, not in the first Ibai Yisayim in the Gemara. Some of up there in the Gemara, Abyssal first Seder Dig. But the bottom line is that Rashi says Mefurish, Lehoyev and Moshe is being Mefarish the Gemara, which makes it sound like the Gemara's kasha lechatchilo was from Moshe as well. Shagasari is not Mitzayin this Rashi, definitely a little bit of a aura. But we know the Shagasari was Rav Cheloi to argue with Rishonim even, but this is the way he learns. Pash Pashan in the Gemara, could be the kasha was never even a kasha from Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole kasha Meikara was only a kasha from Nakdim Ben Gurion.